When the bishops complained, the king declared, "I shall find a way to do my business without you." The protesting bishops were locked up in the tower. James's timing was disastrous. For he was doing all this when Louis XIV, the militantly Catholic King of France, was threatening Europe. By January 1688, James had managed to alienate all his natural allies and to turn himself into an even more dangerous version of his father, Charles I. He was even filling the officer ranks of the army with Irish Catholics. The only consolation was that at 52, he had no son. The next in line to the throne was his daughter Mary, a staunch Protestant who'd married the Dutch prince, William of Orange, hero of the resistance to Louis XIV. On June the 10th, 1688, all this changed. James's wife, Mary of Modena, gave birth to a boy who was duly baptized with Roman rites. Now, not only was the king Catholic, so was his dynasty.